the National Congress militias and armed forces. They took over Hormuz. They fought and have an organized withdrawal from the area. The only worrying situation, Indonesia and Air Force, they killed thousands of people. There is a massive displacement for the civilians in this area. Many of them, they cross the border and they are refugees in Syria. The National Congress, they have never fought a clean war. They are targeting the civil population, a lot of atrocities, and they are using Janjaweed, whom they transported from Darfur, and actually they do not belong to Darfur or Sudan. And also a southern Sudanese militia that is working with the National Congress.
Kurmuk seemed to be one of your strongholds. That's where the chairman of the SPLM Northern Sector is based. Now, with the capture of Kurmuk, what is the morale of your party?
First of all, our manpower and equipment are intact. And as you know, we are an experienced guerrilla movement, and our forces have been fighting in this area for more than 20 years. We will still be in many parts of Brunei. It's true, Kurmuk is one of our strongholds, but it has been exchanging hands in the last 20 years for 5 times. The NCB, they capture it and recapture it, and our plan and strategy is very clear. This project will continue, and the fight will continue, and the National Congress will be fighting from Darfur to Brunei. They will never win the war.
A statement from the Sudan Armed Forces this morning was attributing the victory to their forces, and they said that they have inflicted heavy casualties on your forces in Kurmuk, and they went as far as saying that your leader, Malik Agar, is on the run. Where is he exactly?
Well, I have been talking to him even 10 minutes before this interview. He is in a sound health, and he's commanding. And he's not new to this situation. The issues behind this battle, the issues of justice, of ending marginalization, restructuring war in Khartoum, fighting corruption, calling for democracy, are not the issues that they can be settled militarily and in one battle.
You had said earlier that there is a militia group from South Sudan that took part in the attack in Kurmuk. What is the name of this militia group?
Well, there are militias from Georgia Tour, another group. There are Janjaweed from Darfur, which were transported from Niala and Jimena. They fought, they sustained casualties, and the militia are known by targeting the civil population. The National Congress, now they are running out of manpower, and they are recruiting judges from among civil populations, even those who are coming as far from Niger and Chad, using them in this war.
You have been on shuttle diplomacy, if you like, for the past 2 months, visiting several capitals in Europe and North America, talking about the issues in Blue Nile State and Kordofan and in Darfur. With this capture of Kurmuk, if there is one message you want to give out to the international community at this point, what would that message be?
Well, the message is that they are really late in responding to the humanitarian crisis, and that now there are more massive displacement. Bashir is insisting that he will not allow food to go to the civil population. This is a war crime, and there are a lot of atrocities being committed against the civil population, and the unity is going to encourage Bashir and his group to kill more civilians.